Sonia. Yes, to Sonia. California. Really want you. Yes, to Sonia. Be mine. Oh, yes, to turn your people to them. I said to turn you. Look at you, to turn you. Caledonia, yes, Chonia,
Chonia,
oh, yes, Chonia, be mine. Thank you.
are listening to CJUM
FM
101.5, broadcasting in
1200
Lumen watts at Liberty, Manitoba, right here in Winnipeg.
Providing you with the finest music and rock programming from the furthest reaches of the galaxy since 1998.
Thank you.
All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 52nd Street, Winnipeg's home of classic jazz. My name is Jay. For the next hour, I'll be your host right here on 101.5 UMFM. And we started off tonight with J.J. Johnson, the great trombonist, Nat Adderley on the cornet, and the song called What Is This Thing Called Love? Taking a nice tempo, too. A live audience appreciative of the work of that group, and you can hear why. Kind of nice clip, good beat all the way through, and solid performances by J.J. Johnson and company. Coming up next, we're going to, I was going to say slow it down. We'll get back up to tempo. Starts off a little bit slower, but we get back up to tempo. Stan Getz and Dizzy Gillespie made a series of albums together, actually just two. And this one, they're joined by Sonny Stitt on the alto saxophone from the album Free Musicians Only. Here's their version of the traditional classic, which will sound anything but a traditional classic, Dark Eyes, right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Thank you.
What'd you think of that? Stan Getz and Dizzy Gillespie, along with Sonny Stitt, in their version of Dark Eyes. And, you know, it's a traditional song and based on sort of an Eastern European melody, and just have a lot of fun with it. Slow it down, speed it up, and throw on some great improvisations over top. And those three play together beautifully. Coming up next, we're going to hear a trio. This one is from an album called Something for Lester, a little dedication to Lester Young, recorded way back in 1977, features Ray Brown on bass, he's actually the leader, Cedar Walton on the piano, and Elvin Jones on drums. Pretty good musicians, and they get together to make a very nice album, and we're going to hear something called Slippery, and it's very rare that we get a chance to hear a bass-led trio, but here it is, Ray Brown with Slippery, right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Out here on the chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. I hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. I committed crime, Lord, I need crime of being hungry and poor. I left the grocery store man breathing when he caught me robbing his store. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, I'm working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Sweet honey baby, gonna break this chain off the rung. I'm gonna lay down somewhere shady. Lord, show his heart in the sun. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working, working, but I still got so terribly far to go. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang. Oh, I've been working and working, but I still got so terribly far to go.
There you go, Nina Simone with the Work Song. Before that, we heard two in a row. We started off with Slippery by Ray Brown and Little Trio featuring Something for Lester. Then after that, Early Quintets was the album, and that was Phil Woods, the great alto saxophone player, and the song called Back and Blow. And then, of course, after that, Nina Simone and Work Song from the Colpick Sessions. Coming up next, we're going to slow things down a little. We're going to two in a row. We're going to start off with Errol Garner from the album Concert by the Sea and his version of the jazz classic Autumn Leaves. And then a song that has really become a trumpet anthem, and many great trumpeters have done, starting with Bunny Berrigan and moving on to Dizzy Gillespie and then Thad Jones. And we're going to hear the Thad Jones version of I Can't Get Started, both right here on 52nd Street. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that was pretty, wasn't it? Thad Jones from the album called Thad Jones and his version of I Can't Get Started. And before that, of course, we heard from Errol Garner from the Concert by the Sea album and Autumn Leaves. Well, believe it or not, our next track is our last track tonight, and we're going to end with a great Canadian jazz player. Fraser McPherson, the saxophonist and woodwind player, came to jazz later in life. It was a love of his, but he started his career as a classical musician and eventually branched out into jazz, and it was a good choice. He became internationally renowned and left behind a legacy of great jazz albums. His tone led him to gain the nickname the Honey Dripper. So we're going to end tonight with a beautiful Fraser McPherson song from the album called Encore. It's Everything I Love. Until next week, next Sunday night at 8, this is Jay saying take it easy. Don't forget to support your local jazz scene. Have a great week. Thanks so much for listening. And I hope you'll enjoy Fraser McPherson and You're My Everything. Thank you.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at support.